moments of melody, a thought, a song, and some words from the world's bestseller. Here's an article titled, Cars Are My Hobby. Ever since I can remember, my blood has tingled at the sound of the exhaust from a powerful automobile engine. Recently, I spent several hours in a museum of cars in Virginia. I had the rare privilege of sitting in several pieces of equipment and of reliving for a few moments the thrill that must have come with driving of these works of art. Each car had been meticulously restored to original condition. No effort had been spared to find the correct part to assure the owner of his car that it was exactly as it had been when it was new. What proved even more interesting to me was that in restoring this machinery, it was necessary to start at the very beginning with the chassis and remove all the dirt, grease, paint, and rust before it was worthwhile even to think of rebuilding. The hidden parts and the unseen details had to be made clean and whole first. Then the body and the more accessible parts could be reconditioned for all to enjoy for years to come, but not forever. Here's my point. Cars are my hobby, but I've found a much richer satisfaction in my relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Through Jesus Christ, I have found forgiveness of my sins and eternal life. He has taken apart and reconditioned my life to its new state. Jesus Christ died on the cross to remove from my soul the ravages of sin. He made me whole and restored me to fellowship with my Heavenly Father. But unlike mechanical things, my restoration is for eternity.
We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us so.
Pressed on every side by troubles, but not crushed and broken. We are perplexed because we don't know why things happen as they do, but we don't give up and quit. We are hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get up again and keep on going. Our friend who wrote about the cars closes his article, "My hobby is cars, but my life, both here and on earth and hereafter, is in Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior." Yes, there's victory in Christ. Trust Him today.